Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Love versus Guilt and is found in Genesis chapter 42, verses 6 through 25. The story of Joseph, Jacob's son, is truly one of the most remarkable accounts of someone's life in all of Scripture. It is one that every Christian should be familiar with. In the last two lessons, we have seen Joseph go from being the beloved son of his father, sold into slavery by his envious brothers. We have seen him go from being a slave to become the Lord of Egypt, second to the king. Today, those same brothers come to Egypt to buy food and bow down before Joseph, just as Joseph said they would when he revealed his dream unto them many years earlier. Joseph recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. And why would they? Joseph was young when he was sold, and many years had passed. While he maintained many of the features he was born with, he had quite a different appearance from the last time they saw him. Not only did he look different from what they remembered, but he was in a place and position they could not have begun to imagine. So Joseph was in a position to really take advantage of them. He was in a position of power. They needed him, and he knew them, but they did not know him. Joseph decided to take advantage of the situation in order to reunite with his family on his terms, and in the process, teach them all a good lesson. Knowing who they were, he accused them of being spies. In spite of their denial, He had them thrown in prison, where he kept them 3 days. While in prison, they didn't know how long they would be there. It could have been indefinitely. Joseph decided to send them back, but he would keep one of them in order for them to prove they were not spies. In order to prove their innocence, they would have to bring their youngest brother, who was Joseph's only other brother by his mother Rachel, back with them. If they did that, they would prove that they were not spies, and he would let their other brother go. Once they heard the conditions of their release, they began to reason they were in this predicament as a result of how they had treated Joseph. When Joseph heard what they were saying, he began to weep out of their sight. Joseph secretly ordered the money they paid for the food placed inside their food sacks and gave them provisions for their journey back home. If they were going to secure the release of their brother, they were going to have to bring back their youngest brother to Egypt. The title of the lesson, Love versus Guilt, expresses the love Joseph still had for his brothers in spite of what they did to him, and the guilt his brothers were feeling for what they had done to Joseph because of what they were going through. Oh, what a beautiful story. But this is not the end. How were they going to convince their father Jacob to allow his youngest and only remaining son from his beloved wife Rachel, he worked 14 years for, to go to Egypt so that their other brother could be set free? And if they do return, how and will Joseph reveal himself to them? Again, what a story. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you're invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m. and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.